We've been taking a cursory and glancing view of the first 6 days of creation. We may ask the question, how can you have days before there's a sun? That was actually the question asked by the brilliant agnostic lawyer Clarence Darrow at the evolution trial in Dayton, Tennessee in 1925. He asked it of the lawyer William Jennings Bryan, a man who'd run for president and been defeated, a man who'd been the Secretary of State, a man who was a pretty committed Christian believer, but a man who was dying. He only survived that trial by a very few days. And the question confused him. And it's a good question. But it's not that profound a question. Because if light only came from the sun, then it would be a real problem. The answer, of course, is who made the sun and who is the true source of light? Well, it is a good question how we understand days before there's a fixed sun. It's no great problem to imagine how there could be light since the sun is not the only source of light. God is light and God created light. We can only assume that there were alternating periods of light and darkness. We assume this because Scripture speaks of an evening and a morning before the sun is placed in the sky, or at least before we're told that it's placed in the sky. None of this, of course, is difficult for God. God is not subject to the laws that He makes. He is the author of those laws. Sometimes He varies the laws. When He does that, we call those phenomena, miracles. But the fact is, God can do anything. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. I hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.